Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you, as that song says, when you've done me wrong. But this man has never done me wrong. He's been a good guy. He's been a good supporter and sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, and we just love to talk about, not just about his business, but about politics. He's really into that. He's quite a patriot. We have Paul Hamby on with us today. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Beth.
You know, when you come on, it doesn't matter what time of the month or the quarter or whatever. We've always got plenty to talk about.
We do, but I just want to tell you, set a picture here for you. I'm sitting looking out our window at an oak tree that's probably 100 years old, and it's covered in snow, and it's just a beautiful scene here in North Missouri. We have about 3 inches of new snow overnight.
Well, you should have taken a picture and thrown it out there.
I'll do that when we get off the
air. All right, you do that. Well, we're getting more like snow and slush. It's snowing here. It's sticking in some places and not in others, and so it's a cold winter day, and that's just what it is. And the snow is pretty. I'm right across from the bank here, and they've got snow sprayed on their windows. So I've got quite a picture to look at it, and I have the old building, you know, you've been in here, that has the real old storefront windows. And I have a florist here in town, Kim's Originals, and she decorates my window for free advertising, and it helps me because I don't have to bother with decorating it. So it works real well.
Every time I've been there, it's just amazing what she does with your
window. She does an awesome, awesome job. And, you know, she has a sign in the window directing people to her little shop, but they don't take time to look at the sign. They see what's in the window, and they'll walk in, and they kind of look around, they go, "You're not a florist, are you?" And then I give them directions on how to get to Kim's.
So anyway, I'm just getting you in the mood for Christmas and in the spirit of the season.
Well, I need to get in the mood. I was sharing yesterday with Melody Cedarstrom that I haven't finished my shopping. In fact, I've barely started it, and no baking has been done yet, but it all manages to get done. I'm kind of one of those that it seems like it's snuck up on us this year, like we've had less time before Christmas. And I know that's not true, but calendar wise but I'm not ready, but I am starting to get in the mood. I've been decorating at home in the evenings, and I'm getting there.
Well, I'm kind of the same way. Of course, I'm kind of a typical guy in this way, but we got the tree up and the kids have decorated. It's just beautiful, and I've started my shopping, and that means that I've bought 2 gift cards. That's as far as I got.
Well, we might have gotten a little bit. I can't tell you what I got on the air because, you know, somebody will know. But I've got the 12 grandchildren, and so I always try to think up something different or a different way to present the gifts to the kids and the grandkids. And so I came up with this idea this year, and I won't tell what it is because one of them might be listening. It seemed like a good idea in my head, but trying to get the plan worked out, shopping has been a different situation. So it hasn't quite worked out for me just yet. I'm going to go tackle some more tonight. But they will be until they'll start coming in on the 26th in the late afternoon and evening, and we'll have Christmas on the 27th with my crowd. So, you know, I've got a little time to kill. Not much,
well,
but a little.
That is so wonderful, Beth, because there's 2 important things on Christmas, and one is our family, and the other is to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. So
absolutely.
Very, very, very glad to hear that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do that. We do that. And but it does, you know, when you've got 12 children running around in the house, it's there is a little bit of chaos and noise and a whole lot of happy. Once in a while, there's a fight, but usually it's a whole lot of happy.
And, you know, to God's ears, I believe that is music. hearing.
Oh, I know it is.
It's just music. Yeah.
I know it is. And it is to grandparents, you know. The noise was a little more annoying when you were the parent, but as the grandparent, it's not so bad. Anyway, we better get on to business here. Now, Paul Hamby, if you'll remember, it's not been that long. He was on last month. It just seems like eons whenever we get you back on. He is Paul Hamby with Hamby Dairy Supply, and he's been sponsoring CSC Talk Radio since the very beginning, and I really appreciate that, Paul, and I know that you've done us good, and we've done you good, and we're just going to keep trying to do that. But the news that's in the news, you and I want to talk about that, and we'll hit Hamby Dairy Supplies here in a little bit if I can talk. But there's news all over the place, and there's all kinds of things to talk about. Where do you want to begin? We wrote some things down, but I'm going to let you pick where you want to start.
Well, we just have a few minutes left in this segment, so let's talk about winners and losers since we talked last time. Hmm. Do you have a winner and loser you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. I've been a little upset at some of these winners.
Yes.
We talked about some of the things that Boehner did or didn't do here recently, and I just said I wish people would get his name correct, because it's not Boehner, it's O'Boehner, because he does whatever he's told.
That's right.
But anyway, yeah, that's kind of the way I've been feeling about it. I think that the Republican Party, the RINOs, they're going to try and keep their stronghold, and they seem to have a pretty good, tight grip. And we're just going to have to support the others that are true conservatives to try and get that grip lightened up a little bit.
Well, the establishment did not take power lightly.
No.
And they won't let go of it lightly either. So this is a long-term battle that maybe was a little tougher than a lot of folks thought. But, you know, my loser since we talked was Congress. On several fronts, they just continue to let bureaucrats and the White House and the president do things that is the responsibility of Congress, and they've got to learn to stand up for their own rights. And then some of the examples that you and I share are the immigration issue, foreign policy, and 3,415 new regulations that were written by bureaucrats, put into the Federal Register, became law without Congress ever even reading them. Let's not talk about read the bill. How about read the regulation?
You know, I kind of get the feeling they're just a tad lazy. They don't really do their job. They hire associates or writers to do the bills. They do this, they do that. But they don't really do anything but show up to vote, and some of them don't even bother to do that.
Well, you know, Beth, you've got to have some empathy here in Washington with all of the evening parties and the social circuit that they need to keep up with. Did you see that sarcasm sign go on?
At first I thought, what, he's telling me to empathize with them? No. Yeah, I heard the sarcasm. Yes, we have to have empathy with them because they do have so many functions to attend. So, you know, they don't have time to do business. And you know, there is, as Pelosi said last year, there is dignity in their jobs. Did you hear that sarcasm?
I wonder if they really understand what their job description is, which is to defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States and to defend and our rights as citizens. And they are just blatantly ignoring that.
Oh, yeah.
They really do let the lobbyists and bureaucrats do their work for them, write the laws. Obamacare is a good example. Obamacare was not written by congressmen. It was written by lobbyists from the health insurance industry.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They didn't write it, and they didn't read it. And then we're supposed to be mad at Grutter because he was he was promoting it. He did exactly what he was hired to do. It was marketing. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple, marketing. He's not, you know, I'm not happy with him. I wouldn't trust him. But he's not the one to blame. He's not the one who voted for it. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio or visiting today with Paul Hamby. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can go to his website by going to www.hambydairysupply.com, and we will be right back.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit CSCTalkRadio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit CSCTalkRadio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Paul Hamby today. Paul, you've kind of got me on an upper here. I was kind of, it's been kind of a sluggish day, the morning with all the snow and a little bit of, I don't know, it's just a real wet snow. It's not really a rain, but it's kind of dreary out. It's not even a bright, pretty snow just yet. And so you kind of cheered me up. But we're talking about politics, which never cheers me up, but it does get me wound up. And we went into the break talking about Congress being one of the big losers. And who do you think the winners are? You know, I talked about the losers and the winners a week or two ago. And it's usually the losers, really, the American people. We always seem to lose when these folks get their way or push through bills. You know, they just did the $1.1 trillion, added that to the budget for next year. And you know, because we couldn't have the government shut down. That would just be, you know, astronomical. And, you know, it always seems like it's we the people that end up being the losers, because we always put hope and trust in these guys. And I thought the American voters made it real clear that we weren't too happy with things. I don't think it was a pat on the back for the Republicans. I think it was, we're going to make a change. You better do it right, or we're going to change you too come the next election. That's kind of the way I felt. But who do you think the winner is?
Well, I think the setup that you just went through is absolutely right. And the problem is, when Congress loses, when Washington does bad things, the people of America have to live out the consequences of that. And that's the tragedy of it. But on the bright side, there is a big winner since you and I talked, and that is every consumer who buys gasoline, diesel fuel, or fuel oil to heat their home.
That has been good.
The prices have dropped dramatically. We're looking at under $2 a gallon gasoline here in Missouri and throughout the Midwest, some other states maybe even lower. And the price of diesel fuel, I drive a diesel pickup, the price of diesel fuel has dropped $1 a gallon from its peak. And Beth, that is the biggest stimulus to the economy that we can have. Not only does it put more money in people's pocket every month for spending money, but it also keeps money out of places like the Middle East where terrorism is funded, and it's making a dramatic impact on Putin and the Russian economy. And I wonder if there's some world conspiracy there to try to stop Putin, because that's where his money was coming from, was oil. Oil sold to Europe, and they've really throttled that back. So I think that that every consumer's won, but also in foreign policy, this is a wonderful thing.
Oh, I agree, and I know that it really has stimulated. You can tell that people, you know, it's, you know, when you have the bigger vehicles or the ones that aren't, maybe don't run as economically, you know, you pay dearly at the pump. And this has really helped those families that have to drive those bigger vehicles or that travel a lot. You know, I don't go too far. When I do travel, you know, I drive quite a ways, but just to and from the office here, I don't have to travel very far. But my husband does. He travels all around with his construction. And so, you know, it really helps when it's better at the pump. That's the kind of stimulus we need. We don't need them to say, you know what, we're going to send you $600 to stimulate the economy. To me, that's just a slap in the American people's faces.
Well, it was, and it was their own money. When the price of fuel went up so dramatically a few years ago, that was the largest transfer of wealth in the history of the world, taking money out of primarily North American consumers' pocket and sending it to the Middle East. Now that is getting reversed. And that's got to be good for the American economy.
It's got to be good, and it is good, and I think we're seeing that. And we've had a little bit more production here in the States as well, and I think, you know, I think we can see with just a little bit we've done, we can see the results, what would happen if we really went full hog, so to speak, and really started producing ourselves, you know, really, really went at it.
Well, one of the things that has changed, though, this is going to change the game in a huge way, is the alternative forms of energy. And I'm talking about windmills and solar power plants and these kind of things that were only possible when fuel oil and crude oil was expensive. now they either going to take massive subsidies, and they were already partially subsidized.
Yes, they were.
Or they're going to go away. And I don't think that we should stop researching and developing alternative sources of fuel.
Oh, absolutely
not.
But
I do think we should stop putting taxpayer dollars into those projects, because that means that it's built on a false set of economics that's not sustainable.
And it also, when it's the industry that's trying to make money at it, the efficiency is going to go up, and they're going to come up with better ideas. They're going to get it done. You know, the government doesn't get it done. They're just throwing out money.
Well, that's right. And part of it is because, you know, when you see the picture of that pretty windmill out in the country, for a lot of people, that creates an emotional feeling of good, that it's the right thing to do, which has nothing to do with whether it's efficient or the economics of it. And in fact, wind energy in most areas is so unreliable that, for example, in Europe, where they have tried to create a large percentage of their electricity from wind power, it was so unreliable from hour to hour that they've had to bring back coal-powered plants and other forms of energy because they couldn't rely on it consistently for energy. So that doesn't mean we should stop doing it. means that we need to stop subsidizing it.
Absolutely. And you know, those windmills that we're talking about, they're not near as pretty and Norman Rockwell as the old windmills. And even those old windmills, they were only efficient, they were only good in certain parts of the country.
That's right.
There's just some places the wind is not there, and it's not mm-hmm. going to be there, but maybe a gust here and there. It's not going to be efficient for heating or for electricity, I mean. And it's just not going to work because that's just the way it is. That's the beauty of this nation, is that it's so diverse. There's so much difference. You can drive from coast to coast and see so much different topography, and it's just a gorgeous place to live. But everybody doesn't fit in one little lump, and every state doesn't fit in one little lump, and even in the counties in just one state, they're not all the same. So, you know, you're going to have to adapt wherever you are.
Well, if we talk about those windmills you brought up from Norman Rockwell, because growing up in the country, they were very common here in rural Missouri, and in use, as I was a kid, they were in use all over the area, primarily to pump water for cattle. That was their primary use. Sometimes to pump water for households. But I remember my neighbor who just lived a mile away, a man who was born in the late 1800s, and that windmill provided the water for all of his herd of beef cattle. And every day he'd had to go out and hook up the windmill to the pump and run the pump. But I also remember those days when there wasn't wind and he had to go out and run the hand pump and fill that 300-gallon water trough by hand. And that is the fallacy of relying 100% on wind energy.
Well, and the efficiency, like you said, that kind of if you have to go out there and plug it in every time or get it pumped back up and get it working, that's not true efficiency.
No. One of the bills I'd like to see in the Missouri legislature this year is to require that all electric vehicles have a sticker on the back that says powered by coal.
Oh, that's an idea.
Because coal is our number one source of electricity here in the Midwest. I believe water is second, and wind energy is less than 1%. It's not even really a measurable amount in the big picture. And so when people think they're saving the environment by driving an electric vehicle, in reality, they're running it off of coal.
And you know, that was something that I've talked with Marita Noon. She's my energy gal that she comes on once a month. And the big windmills, the big turbines that they make for those windmills, they can't make those without coal. That is steel. It has to be smelted in it. They have to have coal to do that. We're going into another break, Paul. We'll talk about some other things that are top on the list here in the media. And Paul and I are going to hit those when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number to call, your calls are welcome, is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit Hamby Dairy Supply by just going to www.hambydairysupply.com or just go to my website and click on the icon. It'll take you right there, and we will be right back.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags, available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills, such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talker Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Paul Hamby. I think everybody's out Christmas shopping, Paul, or avoiding the snow and the weather that's hitting the nation. But let's talk about some of the other big news. Now, I'm going to throw out a little, before we get on the subject of Cuba, I want to throw out a little quip about Michelle Obama's latest target she believes was a target of racism. And it's a story that I kind of, being a short person myself, that I kind of relate to because I have been in this situation on the opposite side. Nobody ever asks me to reach something up high. That I'm usually having to ask somebody to reach something up high for me. And Michelle gave this story on David Letterman a while back. And when she gave the story there, it had a whole different twist on it. She was trying to be incognito. She didn't want to be noticed. And then she thought maybe that she had been noticed as she was shopping in Target. And a woman that was shorter ask her, they were in the soap aisle, if she would reach the box of Tide or the soap, whatever it was, on the top shelf there where she couldn't reach. And Michelle did that and handed it to her. Well, when she gives this on David Letterman, she talks about, you know, that made her feel good to help somebody and da-da-da-da-da. Now she feels like it was a racist statement, you know, that she should be there as a helper and help her and that. But, you know, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a minute. Because I know that I did that. Now, the woman was about 6 foot tall. She was blonde. I had just had a baby, and I was in the baby section at Walmart, I think it was. And, of course, what I needed was on the top shelf, Paul. And I couldn't reach it. And she was standing there looking at things. And I said, can I bother you to reach that for me? When nobody's around, don't tell the store managers, but I kind of climb the shelves sometimes. But, you know, I'll step on that bottom one and try to get up. So she said, oh, I just had a C-section. She says, I'm not really supposed to be stretching and reaching. And I said, oh, then don't do it. Please don't do it. I'll go get help or I'll climb. She goes, no, let me try. So she reached that, and I just felt kind of bad because we both just had babies, but she'd had to have a C-section and definitely had just had major surgery. So it was like, but I didn't think anything of it other than I felt like I was too short to reach something on the top shelf, which is kind of the case in most places, you know, even at home. I told my husband the next house we build, which we're not going to do that, by the way, the next house we build is all going to have bottom shelves. There's not going to be any top shelves. But anyway, you know, I to twist the same story around, I thought was, you know, really, really desperate.
Well, I have a theory, Beth. I think that maybe the lady that asked her for help is from the Midwest. Because here in the Midwest, we are much more friendly than on the left coast or the other left coast. And so when people need something, they tend to ask. And they, you know, I remember when I got married and we moved out to the country and Rhonda said, why is everyone waving at me? I don't even know who these people are.
You know, I came from Kansas City and it was kind of like that. Because everybody is a neighbor down here and they all wave and they wave at you just in case. You know, because you don't want to be accused of being uppity. So you wave just in case. But yes, they are a little more friendly, a little more neighborly, you know. I know what it's like when you can't reach something. And I don't always ask for help. Like I said, sometimes when nobody's looking, I'll climb the shelves a little bit. but anyway.
In light of what's happened in New York with the killing of that black man and in Ferguson and several other incidents since then, which kind of cover a whole spectrum of, if you wanted to bring race into it, of different races of people or colors of people. Really, it's. I think that was a refreshing story, and that should be the angle that the White House and those who are trying to heal some wounds should use. Is that this is a good sign that people are getting along, and they are asking for help when they need it, and they're friendly. That's the kind of attitude we need in the country.
Well, and somebody was saying on another news show last night that they felt like the American people, we, you know, obviously there are prejudices. I mean, we're never, unfortunately, ever going to get away from that completely until the Lord returns. But this particular reporter was saying that, that they were interviewing, was saying that that America was such a giving nation, such an open nation. And when there's a tragedy, when there's something happening, they don't ask what your ethnicity is. They don't care what color you are. They don't care where you're from, what your occupation is, whether you're short, whether you're tall. They're there to help and give. You know, we give to other countries when they have tragedies, when they have, you know, big storms that come in. I mean, think of the tsunami that hit a few years back and how we rushed in and helped there. I mean, we are a giving nation. We will, as the people, and the people give. You know, I know the government sticks out there and gives some money, but the people give as individuals. The churches give, communities, they'll take up collections. And they're a giving, we're a giving nation. Do we have problems? Oh, yes, we've got problems. There's no doubt about it. And
we're the most giving nation in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
The most giving people in the world, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely, and it doesn't matter where we give.
And I think that sometimes what is called racism, maybe for the wrong reasons, is nothing more than human nature. And let me use an example. If you gather together a group of 25 people and you put out a football, a basketball, set of golf clubs, and a set of fishing gear, and said, you know, go pick whichever group you want to be with, the people who like those particular type of events or activities are going to congregate towards that one and end up in a group together of similar like-minded people. And that's just human nature.
That's where that expression birds of a feather flock together. I mean, that's where that expression comes from.
Exactly. So that's not racism. If people who are of one color want to hang out together, it's really more often that for their interest, likes, their backgrounds, makes them drawn towards one another. And that has nothing to do with color or what country you were born in. So I think a lot of times the point that racism is used as an excuse for just normal human behavior.
Well, and I think we can see that on a level of just from the country to the city. You know, there's a lifestyle, and you know, even within my family, some of the family is city and some of the family is country. You can see that there's a difference when you come together for family gatherings. You know,
right.
I mean, it's not that you don't love one another, you do, but I mean, as far as your conversation flow and that kind of thing, there's just a difference in your likes and your hobbies and da da da. You know, it's just the way it is because of where you are, and that doesn't mean we can't reach out. That doesn't mean we all can't be, you know, can't teach an old dog new tricks. And they've been trying to teach me a lot of those lately. I told them, Paul, I think this old dog's learned too many new tricks in the last 4 or 5 years. But you know, we do have to expand, and it's not that we don't have to work on our hearts and things, but I really think that this nation as a whole has come a long, 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 long way, and we're a very giving nation. I agreed with that guy last night.
Well, indeed, and I think that we're seeing the tide turn. You know, we tried some liberal experiments back from 2008 forward, and the country is seeing that they maybe didn't work out that well. And I think we've seen several things since that is turning the tide away. Now, do we have time to go to another topic before break?
Nope, we're going to have to head into that break, and then we can head into that other topic when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Paul Hamby of Hamby Dairy Supply. You can visit their website at www.hambydairysupply.com or just go to my website, csctalkradio.com, and click on the icon for Hamby Dairy. And you can give us a call right now and give us a little chat at 877-895-5410. And Paul and Beth Ann will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level.
at WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with Paul Hamby, and we've been talking about several of the topics that are pretty broad right now as far as being out there in the media and talking about the different things that have taken place in the last few weeks. And Paul, as we were going into the break, we were talking about some of the prejudices and some of the things that have happened here in, well, particularly Missouri has felt it real close, but it's happened in, across this nation.
Well, it is, but I think there are also some very positive things that have happened. And I'd like to go back a few years. Yeah, you and I met in, I believe, 2006 or 7, and we were working on some political issues, kind of the people against the federal government at the time, and we kind of felt alone, like there wasn't a lot of us. Mm. But I remember the first time we were together, and Derry Brownfield was there with us, and we had put on a town hall meeting. And we had hundreds of people turn out.
Yes, we did.
And we put on several of those around the state, right here in Missouri, and then they spread through other states. And, you know, that was the beginning. That was before the Tea Party was popular. It was kind of the beginning of the people stepping up and saying, we need to make a change in this country. And suddenly, you and I looked at each other one day and said, we're not alone. We're not the only ones thinking this way. Yeah. We're not the only ones thinking we need to stand up and make a difference. And then suddenly it became very popular in 2009. We had Tea Party events. And I say we, I mean a neglected word. All across the country there were events. In 2010, there was a big swing in elections. Then 2012 kind of tapered back. In 2014 was another big swing in our way. I think that there is a movement across the country that has a lot of momentum, and it's really quiet. You know, I get their question quite often, what happened to the Tea Party? Well, they realized that standing on the corner holding a sign wasn't going to change things, and so those folks didn't all go away. They've been out doing things behind the scenes that made a difference, like they did in the last election.
And, you know, right. Go ahead. I was going to let you finish that. I'm sorry.
Well, if I wanted to segue that into this, into the what happened on The Voice in the last couple of weeks, the TV show. So before we get there, did you want to?
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, I think we realize that, like you said, holding the sign on the street corner is not going to do it, and people are getting involved in their states and in their communities, and that's what's going to change. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, this year, for the first time ever, I watched the television show The Voice, and I really enjoy music, and I like all genres of music. My favorite on The Voice was Anita, the Jamaican girl, but she didn't quite make it. But then a few weeks ago, the country singer, Craig Wayne Boyd, sang a song called The Old Rugged Cross.
Mm.
On a pop culture TV show that is quite, was usually thought of, you know, for young people. And the winner is often determined by teenage girls, you know, to call in and vote on their telephone. And suddenly they have this 30-some-year-old country singer from Nashville singing a gospel song. And it was just amazing, the crowd's reaction. They were on their feet, standing ovation. One of the judges was crying. And Pharrell, who is certainly a role model to the black community and to all of our young people, stood up and said, "Man, I get it. How does it feel when you give your life to God and witness in front of America like this?"
Wow.
And his answer was, "I'm very blessed."
Wow.
And he won the show.
Yeah.
He won the show. Nobody expected him to win.
That's quite moving. That's very moving. I don't watch The Voice. I'm going to have to go YouTube that and look it up, see him, and pay attention to that and listen to that particular rendition. And, of course, you know I love music. I'm kind of into music. And so, I don't know, I don't like the judging. I went through that in high school with all the contests. So I don't like the judging. But I do love the music. Let's talk a little bit about what's gone on with President Barack Obama and the situation that took place this week with Cuba.
Okay.
What's your take on that?
Well, I have advocated for a number of years that we needed to normalize relations with Cuba because our current policy is not helping America or American business or the people of Cuba. And so I think he did the right thing. Now, he went about it the wrong way, and the timing was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, he should have done this when he first came into office. And if we want to help the people of Cuba, the best thing we can do for them is to help build their economy back. And I say back, though it hasn't been there for, you know, it was 1960 when this whole issue started. And let's open up tourism, and Americans can go down there and let Cubans come to America and have normal relationship back and forth. And that country will prosper despite its government. And then I believe the government will change, as we have seen in other countries.
Well, you know, you say that, and I want to believe that's true. And I agree with you that we probably needed to change our stance and our policy there, but I think the way he went about it and the timing and all that was, it's a little bit suspicious. But it says here in another article that I have that, and of course Rubio, he's against it, you know, he's against it. He says this whole new policy is based on an illusion. On a lie, the lie on the illusion that more commerce and access to money and goods will translate to political freedom for the Cuban people. And what he's saying is it will for the government, but they're not going to let the people see this. He says all this is going to do is to give Castro, the Castro regime, which controls every aspect of Cuban life now, the opportunity to manipulate these changes to stay in power. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Well, in the short term, I think Marco Rubio is right, and I'm a big fan of Marco Rubio, but I disagree with him on this particular issue, at least on the long-term strategy. And if you look at the history of the world, dictators never stay in power forever. And our policy with Cuba has been in place for 50-some years. It started in 1960, and it became the policy that we actually have became law in 1962 under JFK. And it has not made any significant difference in that country. So I think that we need a different strategy, and I think that this is, in the big picture, the right way to go. But as they have done almost every time, the Obama administration went about it the wrong way and has made bad choices.
But we're going to have to keep, and you know, here we are ending up in 2014, about to take into 2015, and we're just going to have to watch how things play out as we get ready to see this new year and live another new year. Paul, thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio today. We'll see you in the new year, and we just all got to work together to do the best we can for this nation and bring America home.
He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on,
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984. With sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.